Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm going to be completely honest with you, Nick. I did not hear a word you said.
No way.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Dog, you got some nerve, dude.
Yeah.
You got some nerve. All right, hold up. Wait a minute.
Let's put some orange in it.
All right.
Get to YouTube and see what we're talking about.
Get to YouTube. Cousin Nick is here. River Island's guest line.
Cream Nicole.
Odyssey Friedle. Sports NBA insider Nick Friedle. Check out all Odyssey's newest sports podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We got a lot to talk about, but the first one is how you are just absolutely thumbing your nose at number 30. Like, unbelievable for you to come in here with a Buccaneers lid and an orange shirt on after what took place last week between the two of you. Are you two okay?
We're doing fine, but Mark, what cracks me up is I had a different hat on about 30 seconds ago, and Grandy's going, no, you got to get that Bucks hat on.
Grandy's behind this?
Yeah, Grandy was the engine behind the Bucks hat today, but what's hilarious is I was just wearing it the other day because the Bucks were playing. And I start asking Steph that question. He's like, man, I don't even know what you said, because he is a legit Panthers fan. And then after that game that they blew in New Orleans the other night, I see him walking through the tunnel, and he just looks at me like, we can both be miserable together, because I think we both acknowledge that neither one of those teams is going too far. But as true fans on both sides, we know that there's always a chance. So – having been around him for enough years now, I respect the fact that he is still loyal to the team he grew up with. And I think on the other side, he respects the fact that I've been going to Bucks games since they were in the old sombrero.
NFC South football. Boy, it's phenomenal, isn't it? What a division. I don't even want to waste any more time on it. But good on you, Nick. All right, look, it's been a hell of a day. It's been a busy week. It's been a busy handful of games here. Let's start with the email that has now gone public between a Warrior fan and Joe Lacob. It's cool that he's that accessible. It's cool that he cares that much. Everybody agrees with that. And there was nothing in there that was like inflammatory. But I do, and I think we all wonder, how did you translate him saying things like style of play, coaches' decisions and feelings about certain players? Nick, where is this directed in your mind?
I read it when it started popping up this morning, Mark, and I didn't think twice about it at all. My first thought was, well, this is Joe Lacob being a guy who's very passionate about what that team is doing and their struggles. I respected the fact that he responded to the fan because and it's interesting in the context of what we're talking about, the Bucks, the Panthers. Fans have feelings too. I mean, they're part of how this whole thing runs. That's why we all have jobs. People are really, really into this Warriors team because the standard has been as high as it's been for so many years. So as far as that went, I respected that he talked to the fan. I couldn't believe that, you know, the guy made it public. But as far as hidden meanings and what was said, I personally can only speak for myself. I didn't think much into it because – Lacob has always been a more hands-on owner. That's always been part of the conversation as far as the Warriors go, Kerr's going to do what he's going to do. Dunleavy's going to do what he's going to do. And things will just keep moving.
And things will keep moving, but he says that he is, quote, working on it. And if you're trying to work on it for this year ahead of the deadline and J.K. Day is coming up on Jan 15, what can he actually do to work on it to the extent that this can actually be better than what it is?
Dibs, your guess is as good as mine. and that's really where we can get into the entire conversation, not just the last week, but where this team is at. Because, guys, I hold to this. And quickly, let's remind everyone, on January 15th, I would be shocked if the calendar flips into the day and up, the deal's going to go down now. So everybody just take a deep breath, because I just don't think that is the case, but it is the one that so many fans have had circled for so long. As far as potential deals go, guys, I don't think there is a deal that takes the Warriors from where they're at right now, 13 and 14, a mediocre team, to the place everybody wants them to be. To me, the deal that would be the most fascinating, certainly, and would create the most interest is Giannis. And that's a conversation all three of us have been having for years. It was always Giannis and Steph. How's that going to go? Could it actually happen? Who knows? But it's more tangible, at least the mirage of it, than it's ever been because of what's going on in Milwaukee. I mean, that thing just looks like a mess that's headed in him getting traded at some point. Whether it happens in the next few weeks, whether it happens later, we'll see. But that is the deal that would have the most intrigue. But I think everybody is understanding of the fact that it's Kuminga, it's Draymond, more than likely, if that were to go down, it's every pick that they have, it's whatever else Milwaukee wants. Is that the best deal that they can get for Giannis? Personally, I don't think so, but I would much rather, and Dibs, this gets to the core of what's going on, I'd much rather have people who care. Joe Lacob cares. Steve Kerr, Mike Dunleavy, they care. They want the best for the group. That's not the case with all teams, certainly not the case with teams in the league, because for a lot of people, it's the bottom line, it's the money. These guys want to win. They want to improve what's going on. Again, I just don't see them taking it from where they're at to where they want to be.
But how are they all doing with each other, Nick? Right? Like Mike, Joe, Steve, Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, Jonathan. How are they all doing with each other?
Mark, I would answer your question this way because it's fresh in my mind and I got back from practice an hour and a half ago. I asked Moses Moody today. He was sitting at the podium. His conversation was about to end with reporters. And I said, Moses, how are you guys doing? How is the group doing together? Mark, I'm telling you, he paused for 5 or 6 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is the mic not working? I was like, whoa, what's going on?
Is he
going
to start crying? What's going to happen?
Yeah, what is happening? Right, it was weird. Like, it was like, whoa, okay. I'll give him this. He didn't want to just say something like, oh, yeah, you know, everything's fine. And I'll always give an athlete credit for trying to put context behind what everybody's feeling. I think what he said makes lots of sense, though. He's like, you know, nobody's really happy with the record, of course, but he said it's a bunch of grown men who are trying to figure it out. And so all the characters in the play, they're all interesting. Mark, this is the most interesting 13 and 14 team to me that I've ever seen in my life. The amount of content, the amount of intrigue, it's every single day. But I would bring it back around to an hour and a half ago because – I think internally, everybody's trying to figure it out. What has been fascinating the last couple days is Steph goes absolutely nuts in Portland, 12 threes, he's awesome, and they lose. When that starts to happen, and you start to see guys, because our job as reporters is to ask what's going on, and they're kind of like, we're trying as hard as we can, we just cannot find the rhythm. That's where it gets even more interesting. So, I don't think that they have the answer. I think they're trying to find it still. I don't get the sense, at least right now, that everything's kind of breaking apart behind the scenes. But there is nonstop interest in a team because of the characters in play and because of the years that they've put together in the past. But every day there is some new storyline, and there is so much interest because of the fan base out here in the Bay.
And is part of the interest and the intrigue in that players 4 through 12 don't know if they're going to be in, if they're going to be out. It reminds me a little bit of Wu-Tang Clan, Nick, where you had, you know, a couple of the big-time frontliners and everyone else is fighting for their bars and fighting for their verses. It's kind of like that, where if you're Pat or if you're Gi or if you're, you know, I guess Pods is the golden child, but the rest of them, nobody really knows when they're going to get their bars.
I just want to take a moment and... Dibs, this is why you make the big bucks, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
You just got Pat Spencer, Gi Santos, and Pajemski in a Wu-Tang reference.
Thank you.
That is incredible. And that is why you guys are great at what you do. To answer what's going on, I think that's a huge part of it. We know seemingly night to night what Steph, what Draymond, and what Jimmy, although absolutely, I think he needs to be more assertive offensively. But in theory, you know what you're going to get from those three guys. The rest of the roster night to night is just kind of up for grabs. And I know people laughed a couple weeks ago, guys, when I was like, I really think Steve Kerr is going to ride the hot hand. That's exactly what he's done. He's basically said to these guys, whoever is playing well, I'm going to reward you. You are going to get your chance. It's happened over and over again this year. The problem is, and I thought he was very honest in this before and after that game in Portland, the separation between 4 through 12, 4 through 13, just isn't that much. There just are not a lot of guys consistently providing the same performance. I think it's a huge reason why the Warriors are at where they're at. It's a huge reason why Dunleavy and Lacob are trying to figure out what to do next. But if you're really trying to read what's happened this year, the short version is Steph is still incredible, but he's already missed 9 games. Draymond, we know what he's giving you defensively, but the lineup absolutely does change offensively when he's out there on the floor. And Jimmy still has shown moments, but he hasn't been the dominator they need him to be, especially offensively. When you combine those things with the fact that there's not a lot of separation behind them from the rest of the group, you have a mediocre team, which is exactly what the Warriors are right now.
We're hanging out with Odyssey Sports NBA insider and our guy, Nick Friedell. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. All right, let's dig into Jimmy a little bit more, because I know that you've been doing some writing about it. Steve Kerr admitted after the game in Portland, he said he's done a bad job of figuring out how to get Jimmy a little bit more involved. I guess my question is, how did we get here? Why does Jimmy this year not look like Jimmy last year?
I think the biggest issue there, Mark, is that Jimmy still hasn't even been here a year within the system. And I thought Kerr was just deflecting for not just Jimmy, but all the players, because he's saying, I haven't done a good job. I mean, fans jumped all over that, but I think the reality is he's done about as well as can be expected, given what the players have shown. The players will tell you how a team looks on a daily basis. And the players this year with this group just haven't played up to the level of their capabilities most nights. Or the flip side of that, Mark, is maybe they have, and that's the problem. They're just not as good as everybody hoped that they would be. Specific to Jimmy, though, I think the problem is he's trying to figure out still in his mind, how can I do what I do best in this system where Steph, as he's called him himself, is the ultimate cheat code. When Steph's out there, and you saw it a little bit in Portland the other night, there's now almost this like awe, like, oh my gosh. And maybe there always was, but I think guys had a better feel because they had played with him a little bit longer on how to work around and kind of fill in the gaps. I think Jimmy's still trying to go through that in his mind. I absolutely believe he has another level within him. We've seen it, and the nickname is what it is, Playoff Jimmy, for a reason. Mark, the problem for Jimmy is the Warriors need him to be that guy now. The Warriors have problems offensively. They have problems generating things outside of Steph. We saw that very clearly at times throughout the year, but even late in that Portland game, it was like other guys need to be able to make shots even when you were scoring 131. Jimmy has the ability to do that. I think he's just trying to feel things out. He is always big on making the right basketball play. The reality for where Jimmy and the Warriors are at right now, though, is the right play, even when Steph's on the floor sometimes, is for Jimmy to assert himself, get to the rim, and make things happen on his own. He does not want to do that maybe in game 28 or 29. He holds that more for the playoffs. They need to tell him, hey, Jimmy, we need you to click in here, because if we keep losing these games now, we all know where they're headed, and that's a play-in land that they don't want to be in. So I think he's got a different level within him still. I think he's capable of it. I'm just worried that I don't know if he can do it night by night. If you're a Warriors fan, you need the old Jimmy Butler from 3-4 years ago. I don't know if that's a possibility at this stage in his career.
Well, there's only one other guy who can really be assertive and try to get his own, and that's Jonathan Kuminga. What have you heard from, you know, what you're seeing and what you're reporting as far as Kuminga and what's now a little bit of a stretch of DNP?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Peace.
Not one thing is going to change, I don't think, right now, Dibs. I think for the foreseeable future, Kuminga is just out of the rotation. I know you guys are going to talk to Kerr here. I think Kerr has been as open as he can be in that the numbers are where they're at right now. And it's not, again, it's not like Kuminga didn't have his chance. It's not like he hasn't had his chance these last few years. That's why from a distance, as I read all the stuff online, I listen to the station, I hear people say, oh, but Kuminga's athletic, and Kuminga could be a guy, especially against Portland, who could help. Guys, what I would tell you is I've watched every single day so far this season. Kuminga was really good to start the season. Then he wasn't very good. Then he got hurt, and he came back, and he wasn't very good. So I understand the idea in theory. All right, well, if Kuminga were out there, maybe things were different. If you're the coach of the team, personal feelings and whatever's happened over the last few years, I can't speak to that. What I can tell you is that when Kuminga has been on the floor, when he's played well, he's gotten rewarded. When he hasn't played well, he's gotten taken out of the lineup. So I don't know if things are going to change that much between now and JK Day, Dibs, and whatever happens first week of February. I am just personally not as surprised as it seems like a portion of the fan base is. He's gotten plenty of chances. He got plenty of chances this year. He just didn't play very well. If he played better, he'd be out on the floor. And so now we wait to see what Dunleavy and that staff does as far as will a deal go down or not. But I would say this one more time, and I'll keep saying it until we get to the day. I don't think they're going to just make a deal to make a deal. They want to know that whatever deal they make helps them now and into the future. That would really surprise me if they just said, all right, he's got to go. We got to be rid of this. I think the Warriors are handling it the way they want to publicly. Kuminga has handled it well publicly. Everybody's just waiting to see what happens next. But I would be shocked if they were just like, all right, let's get rid of this whole situation.
Nick, can you take our listeners through what it's like to actually cover a practice? And here's what I'm getting at. Like, how much do you see and what are you observing right now, specifically with Jonathan, in terms of how engaged he is going through what is clearly a disappointing time for him?
I think the first part, Mark, is in most practices now at home, you're supposed to get a little window sometimes where you walk down the steps in the practice facility and see what's going on. We don't get that as much because when the window opens, that's when Kerr talks. So you don't have the exchange that maybe you did in years past where you see everybody kind of on the floor. What I would tell you anecdotally, just being around the last couple of weeks, is Kuminga's handling it as well as you can. What's fascinating, and I go back to the Portland game the other night, Steph, this is post-game, is in the weight room, makeshift weight room, kind of going through his progressions, the same thing he does after every game. You've got Jimmy, who's silent in the corner, maybe talking to a couple teammates, but he looked very frustrated, and he left while Steph was talking to the media, so we didn't get a chance to talk to him. Well, here comes Kuminga, and I'm not saying he was in a good mood by any stretch, but he walked out of the locker room, you know, was getting his dinner, and it was kind of like, you know, okay, if you're not gonna play me, then what else can I do? So I don't really blame him for that. Like, it's a weird variety of emotions right now is how I would describe what you're getting at, in that Steph is doing his thing because he's so regimented. This is what he does all the time. You've got Kuminga, who realizes that his future is not in the Bay and is in this holding pattern of, where am I headed? You've got Jimmy, who's trying to figure out, all right, how do I fit in best with this group and where does it kind of go from this point forward? And then you've got the rest of these guys, again, Mr. Dibbs, to your point, 4 through 12, that are kind of up and down every day because they don't know where they're going to be rotationally, and they haven't earned the right to be in the spots consistently that they should be in if you're on a really good team. So, again, the most interesting 13 and 14 group I've ever seen in my life.
Kuminga making $274K a game. So, yeah, go ahead and don't play me. I mean,
and he gets a good ticket. He gets a good ticket,
great
too.
Seat. Yeah, no doubt.
It is why there's so much interest in the whole thing. But as far as Kuminga goes, I can't hammer this point home enough. If he played better in his spots, he'd be on the floor. He didn't. I think that the time has come for everybody to change directions and for him to go and proceed in his future somewhere else. But making a move in the NBA is a whole lot different in theory than it is in practice. And they have to like something that they're getting back in return to make it happen.
All right, Nick, great stuff. And go Bucks, am I right? Where are you and Steph watching the game together this weekend?
Well, I was joking with him because I don't think there's a Warriors game Sunday.
There
so
isn't.
Both of us.
Yeah. You're free.
Yeah, both of us have the ability to watch it. I don't think I'll be watching with Steph unless something dramatic changes here, Mark, in the next few days. But what's hilarious is they play Sunday, and then 2 weeks from now they play in Tampa. Yeah. So, you know, the bragging rights, no matter which way it goes this weekend, aren't going to be fully felt until a couple more weeks from now.
Sounds like a great time to watch together because there's maybe not nearly as much on the line. But good luck with that pursuit. Nick, thank you as always.
Always, guys. Love being with you.
All right. See
you. You too. There he goes. That's Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.